Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
When you were pregnant, what did you crave? Lynn used to park up outside the petrol station just to get the whiff of the smell of the petrol.
Pop the window down.
Breathe it in. Oh. Breathe it in. So, I mean, you hear of all weird and wonderful things, don't you? What you got coming in the text there, Lynn?
Well, Kirsty's very similar to me. A bit like Lynn, it was smells for me. I couldn't keep my nose out of the shoe polish tin. My husband had to resort to hiding it, but the nose always found it. She sniffed it out.
I wonder if she had a favourite colour, like tan or black, which was her favourite polish.
I'm sure she was that fussy.
Yeah. Take whatever she could get. Mm. That's brilliant. Let's go to the phones. Fourth one. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. It's Sarah from Livingston.
Hello, Sarah. What are you saying?
Well, I'm actually 9 months pregnant now. I'm actually due tomorrow.
Oh, right. Well, try not to excite her too much. Okay. Yes. Marcy, get towels. Lots of towels. And Sarah, are you still having, cravings?
Yes. My craving is for the smell of Dettol.
Dettol.
Oh, I quite like a bit of bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, but Dettol's kind of antiseptic, is it?
Yeah.
It is, yes. My whole house absolutely stinks of Dettol at the moment.
But it's clean as, isn't it, your house?
Oh, it's clean, yeah.
Well, listen, very best of luck. Are you all packed? You got your suitcase packed and everything?
Everything's ready. We're just waiting for little man to hurry up.
Okay. Oh, you know it's a wee fella, do you?
Yeah.
All right. Is he your first?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, will you give us a call back when you've had him?
I will do.
Right. Or during labour.
Yeah.
If it's a long one.
Whatever. We're here all day.
Okay, no problem.
Have a great day. Bye, Sarah. Isla says, hi, Boogie and Lynn. I knew I was pregnant with my second child when I started to eat a full jar of pickled onions and then drank the vinegar.
Straight from the
jar. Oh, dear me.
Classy.
That can't be good for your insides. What you got there, Lynn?
Ashley in Dunfermline. Hello, Ashley. I was so obsessed with eating coal when I was pregnant, because my mum did that. Yeah. I could even tell when my mum changed the coal provider. It didn't taste the same. It didn't taste the same as the last guy's.
Mum, what? Have you changed quarry? It's just not the same.
I even took it in a freezer bag to
This is diet coal. It's got less graphite in it.
To do the coal taste challenge.
That is nice. Is spread. That right? The coal challenge. They used to put a lump of coal under two mugs and swoosh them about. And she had to decide which one was from Fife and which one was from Midlothian.
I love
that. That is so funny. Vicky says that she used to chew on a bath sponge. You know the sponge you get in the bath?
Yeah.
She would dip it in water and gnaw on it with her back teeth.
One of my friends used to have a craving for wet wool. So, you know, if you wash your jumper, your V-neck, and then as soon as it came out of the washing machine, she would suck on that jumper
nobody's
business.
That's disgusting. Yeah. She was pregnant, right? Sarah Louise says, chippy sauce. I would put it in a bowl and eat it with a spoon like soup every night. Lisa says, with my first child, it was the smell of Mr. Muscle Lemon Kitchen Cleaner.
Oh, that's good, though.
And with the second one was sucking the water from a sponge. Yeah, loads of people doing now that is just weird, isn't it? What you got there, Lynn?
Agnes says, I had a craving for blackjacks. My teeth and lips were black all the time, and I worked on the checkout since
Sainsbury's. Oh, it's like for somebody from the 16th century with just black teeth.
A good look.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? Should we take a call? All right, fourth one. Hiya, who's this?
Hiya, it's Belinda from Mayfield.
Hiya, Belinda. What are you saying?
I've got two pregnancy things that I was addicted to when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And one was, the first time, 19 years ago, was Mars Bars.
Yeah, I'm addicted to those too.
You've got no excuse.
Well, yeah, it was Mars Bars with tuna.
Oh, come on! Well, so you used to put some tuna on the top of a Mars Bar?
I used to put them on the same plate and I melted the Mars Bar.
Oh! That's
and the second time I was pregnant, it was cream eggs.
Yeah.
And lettuce.
I could actually do that.
But I think that's slightly healthier, don't you think?
It's healthier than Mars bars and tuna. Yes.
It was Mars bars and tuna.
Oh, Belinda.
I went to Costco and I used to buy a massive box of them and I would eat the whole thing in a week.
Brilliant.
Well, I used to send my husband to the shop at night to buy me ice cubes as well. It was ice cubes. If I didn't have ice cubes, I got really tearful.
Just to wash down the lettuce and the cream eggs.
Exactly.
Belinda, love you. Thanks for calling. Boogie.